Hey, Plaidcat fans. Got a little bit of talk about today. First, the Indianapolis Colts pooped in their big boy pants big time last Sunday. They got shut out by Jacksonville, 24-0. I'm just going to flat out say it. They didn't show up. That is simply not acceptable if you're trying to be a Super Bowl contender right now. You are not supposed to get shut out by a team that has mostly been a dumpster fire the last several seasons. It felt like there was no effort given. And I heard this throughout many of the Colts YouTubers. I'm not going to give specific names, but they know who they are. It is just flat out unacceptable. And I'll just say it like this. Mr. Ballard, do not skimp on the salary cap to get wide receivers. Do not go to Daryl's Discount Auto when you need to go get the Tesla or the Maserati. You're going to have to pony up some simoleons, if you know what I mean. This Sunday, they have Kansas City at 1 o'clock. That means just in time after church. You got Patty Ice and Travis Kelce and Juju Smith-Schuster coming into town. But the funny thing is, a couple years ago when the Colts went to Kansas City, they beat them. It's just weird because the Colts will beat the top-tier teams but struggle against the trash teams. And it looks like Pittman and Pierce are going to be ready. Shaq Leonard, many of you know him as Darius Leonard. He will not be ready to go yet. So, my advice to the Colts, show up. Put the rock into the hands of Jonathan Taylor and let him run for 150 yards. Hi, Foof. I just had to stop here for a moment to talk to the Floof Cat, Miss Gabbro, and Mr. Cisco. Mr. Cisco and his sister Pippi both went to the vet yesterday. Little advice that we as pet owners have to look out for when taking care of our pets is making sure they're at a healthy weight for their kittiness or dogginess. And he's a big boy. 18-pounder. Pippi weighed in at 13. They're both doing well otherwise. Now back to the football. The Indiana Hoosiers go to Cincinnati to face the Bearcats. Okay. And our Hoosiers being 3-0, surprisingly enough, conference schedules. Let's go to the Big Ten. Indiana's in Cincinnati at Nippert Stadium, and they're a 17-point underdog. And this is the Cincinnati that had made the playoffs last year, and yeah, they got spanked by the SEC in that playoff. But still, they made the playoff. And I'm looking at this. I don't understand why they're favoring Cincinnati by 17 points. And according to ESPN's matchmaking and power index, they've got Cincinnati with a 7/8 of a shot to win and only giving IU 1/8 of a shot. But I'm kind of looking at this. I will have to say that Cincinnati's quarterback is a little more efficient, going 68 for 97 so far this season, 863 yards, 7 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, to Connor Basilick's 77 of 136, 891 yards, 5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Yeah, just looking at it, flat out, statistically, you kind of expect Cincinnati to win. But honestly, if you noticed, in Indiana's 3 wins, they are not a first half team. They are a second half team. In their 3 wins, it's either been a third quarter surge, a fourth quarter comeback, or in the case against the Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky last week, an overtime comeback, where the only time they led at all was when they kicked the game-winning field goal to end the game in overtime. But flat out, Indiana's got to bring their A game. They got it, as I said with the Colts game. They got to put everything into it. It's like some people think the Hoosiers aren't relevant in football. Guess what, guys? The last several seasons, 2021 notwithstanding, it's a program on the rise. And a win against Cincinnati will get them a little bit more respect as they really get into the upcoming Big Ten season. You got Nebraska on October the 1st. And you got number 4 Michigan in 2 weeks. So going into that Michigan game 4-1 or 5-0 is vitally important. But at least that Michigan game on the 8th of October is going to be home-cooked lunch at high noon. We're going to look at whatever else is going on among the major relevant teams. Georgia's got a cupcake. Alabama's got Vanderbilt, which is might as well be a cupcake. You got Tennessee versus Florida for the big SEC game at 3:30 on CBS.
A little added sidebar to what was supposed to be the end of the episode. We're actually going to take a very quick look at the SEC's one, I would say, majorly competitive game between ranked teams. Well, actually, there's two, but I'm looking at the 7 o'clock game between Texas A&M, who's ranked 23rd, and Arkansas, who's ranked 10th. Honestly, I'm kind of hoping Arkansas gets the job done, and I'm not an SEC fan. I just kind of hope Arkansas gets the job done. Georgia's got Kent State at noon. Georgia's going to whip the tar snot out of them. And then the 3:30 ranked game between Florida and Tennessee on CBS. I think that's going to be closer than what a lot of people think. And other than that, this is pretty much the end of our conversation for the rest of this week. Home is where the Shire is, and be excellent to each other.